forciato di bondone. People had to fool themselves. There was a little illusion in art. There was little or no doubt. Going in a painting or drawing, makes a crude of tears. Or occasional glimpse of three dimensionality. On a two-dimensional surface, there was no systematic method, no mathematical stricture, rising a human figure inside real-looking structure. But Giotto was the first to use an algebraic formula to create the illusion of a room carefully sealed the doom of the being Asian. It wasn't a perfect rendering. Giotto's formula to recursive ratio, but it was close enough, and his painting recreated a scene from a well-known story that I relive in medieval mind that had only existed in the drama of words, as repeated by free. Puncture that two-point perspective, and a new space appeared, where only the surface had been, and some golden magic, and others called it the miracle, and others called it witchcraft, by those who suffered stagnation of the imagination. He put in a fiction inside illusion, but others might equally say, don't you step on my symbol. This is not the actual Jesus, but it is the truth. This isn't really a room with Jesus in it. Okay, then why do we say this Jesus when we see him, huh? And the knees of Caiaphas, while rounded in fabric, look like they could be grabbed. But I wouldn't do it if I were you. The docent is watching. 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 Woo! Shadow!